The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Pat Lowney as he talks to entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Good morning and welcome to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney and I'm here with Terry Pinch. Hi, Terry.
Hello, Pat, and welcome to 2019. I hope you had a great holiday season.
I did, and you too?
Excellent, thank you.
Yeah, it's been very nice. We had a couple weeks off, and we're back in 2019. A bright, sunny day this morning, and we're glad you're with us. So this morning we're going to be talking to Scott Buschke from Cornerstone Business Solutions. Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing great.
Good, good. And this morning we're going to talk about a little bit different side of the business buy-sell relationship that we've been focusing on in the show for a number of times during the past year, and that is the sell part of it. And you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and Cornerstone?
Sure. Name is Scott Buschke, managing partner of Cornerstone Business Services. Been in the industry for a little over 20 years now. Cornerstone's been around by 18. Family side of things, they had to say they're all listening right now. So my daughter Emily, Drew, and Aubrey are at home listening to the show. And my beautiful wife, Cassie. At Cornerstone, we focus on sell side. We have another division just does buy side work, helping companies grow through acquisition, and then the all-important valuation side of things of truly helping business owners understand what their business is worth, whether it's for, you know, thinking about a sale or looking to buy another company, trying to update that buy-sell agreement or for estate planning purposes or whatever else it may be, just to kind of understand what the worth of the company is.
And how long have you been in business with Cornerstone?
Cornerstone, we started in about 18 years, a little over 18 years ago.
Okay, and you're headquartered in Green Bay?
Correct, yep, Green Bay, Wisconsin, but we work all over the country. We've got clients. We just sold a company on the 31st in North Dakota, where it's probably the only place that's colder than Green Bay, although it's pretty nice here these days. And then we've got clients down in Florida. We worked from, you know, basically coast to coast.
Okay, and you've got, you were telling us how many people working at your firm?
Yeah, we have 18 people that work for Cornerstone.
Okay, so you've got a lot of experience. And
right. Right. Yeah, we've got several decades of experience between all the folks that work in on the buy side or sell side.
Okay. So why don't we talk a little bit about what brings you into the conversation with a business owner, either on the buy or the sell side?
Sure. So most of our work is on the sell side. We'll maybe start there. But a lot of it's referral-based, you know, where a business owner sits down and, as we were talking earlier, you know, maybe talks to their CPA and says, hey, you know, I'm getting in retirement age, or this isn't as fun as it used to be anymore. I want to sell my business, or I want to talk about exiting my company. And so then either the CPA or a lot of times the financial advisor will bring us in and say, hey, we've got a relationship with Cornerstone. This is all that they do. They specialize in talking with and working with business owners. And so that's where we'll start. Most of the clients that we work with are, you know, 2, 3, 4 million on the low side to 100 million, typically on the high side. Or if you look at that EBITDA or cash flow, you know, maybe, 500,000 to 10 million is kind of the range of businesses that we focus on. And so it's really just starting with the education, because typically most business owners only do this once. They don't know what they don't know. So it's really just sitting down and helping them understand what, you know, truly asking them the right questions so they even know what they want. You know, a lot of times they think they want to sell 100%, and we end up selling 70% of the company to a private equity firm, and they want to retain 30. So understanding truly what they want, letting them know all their options, and then seeing just where we go from there.
Okay. And before we go a lot further, can you just explain what EBITDA is?
Sure. EBITDA, yeah. It's taking your net income and your earnings and adding back depreciation, interest expense, amortizations, and income taxes.
So it's roughly cash flow, right?
Yeah, cash. So, yeah, so when people say, for most businesses, this company sold for a multiple of 5 or 3, it's usually that multiple of that cash flow is how most businesses are sold.
Okay. And when you start talking to people, do you find that often they do not know maybe what their options are, what choices they have?
Absolutely. I think most people think they're going to sell 100% of the company and leave right away or stay forever. And there's probably, right now, just being a good seller's market, there's probably 10 different options that, they could do of how they could sell their business or sell a portion of their business. And so if you want to stay long, you know, stay longer term or, you know, go quickly out of the business, there's a lot of different ways you can do that.
Okay.
One of the things we experience as SCORers, we're dealing with ongoing businesses, is we see a lot of baby boomers like us who are coming through and getting to the stage where they may want to sell the business. What are you seeing in the industry? Is this really an environment where there are a lot of people who are looking to sell? Do you expect the business to grow more? What are you seeing?
Yeah, the numbers right now, there was a survey done by the Exit Planning Institute just in Wisconsin. They surveyed 207 business owners throughout Wisconsin. And just to give you the numbers that came out of that survey just this year, or just in 2018, 72% said that they're going to transition out of their business in the next 10 years, 46% within the next five, and 60% of those, Terry, were like you talked about, those baby boomers. You know, so mm-hmm. you got a lot of these boomers that are 54 to 74 going, okay, you know, what's the next chapter of my life looking like, or what am I going to do next? So, yeah, we see our activity has been strong, especially in the lower middle market, because there's just so many buyers out there. It's been, for the last 4 years, it's been a very good seller's market, or the sellers have had the advantage, especially the larger the company gets, the more advantages that they have and the more buyers that they have access to.
Can you explain, other than the financial numbers, what your clients look like in that middle market that you talk about?
Yeah, so most of our clients are privately held, family owned. So husband, wife own the business. You know, there's not typically a big board of directors or advisors, so they're making the decisions by themselves. And you know, probably 100 employees. Again, manufacturing businesses, a lot in the Midwest, service distribution, doing more professional services type firms. We're working with a physical therapy company in the upper Midwest right now that is a very nice business. But it's just a wide variety, but it's mainly a lot of people are just either they're burnt out or they're looking to retire, and that's when they, you know, that's when they either call us or they start talking to their CPA or their financial advisor, and then we get brought into that equation.
Sometimes when I think of mergers and acquisitions, I think of big companies that I hear of that
right.
are being bought out by somebody in Australia or
right,
things like
right.
that. And that's not your clientele at all.
No, our companies are more, like I said, from a revenue standpoint, probably the vast majority are probably in the $5 to $50 million range, which is, you know, a lot of the companies here in Northeast Wisconsin.
Okay. So what's the process that you work with when you start working with a client?
Yeah, the first step is just really to help them understand, like I said, what their options are and to just sit down with them. And then from there, if they want to take the next step, it's doing an estimate of value or an EOV, as we call it. And what that is we want to make sure that they understand, you know, what the market will bear for their business most likely, because most businesses, you know, the closing ratios out there right now are probably 15 to 30% depending on the size of the company. And the number one reason why businesses don't sell successfully is that they're overpriced. You know, I call it the business owners have, they almost liken it to, giving up one of their kids for adoption. So I call it the proud parent syndrome. You know, everyone's kid's the best looking, the smartest, and the best athlete in school, and they price it accordingly. And it's just unfortunately not the case. And so what we do is we take a look and say, okay, we'll look at other companies like theirs out there that have actually sold, not want to sell, or this is what they're asking, because it's kind of garbage in, garbage out. But if you can get companies that actually have sold across the country, like their business, similar size, similar scope and characteristics, and then also, depending on the size for some of the larger businesses, what we'll do is we'll actually, on a very confidential level and high level, call players that we know are in the marketplace for that type of a business and say, hey, what are you seeing in the marketplace? What kind of multiples have you been offering lately? And then come together and say, okay, here's you know, kind of a baseball analogy. Here's a single or a double. This is what your business is realistically worth. Not, geez, let me guess what Pat wants to hear, you know, like a lot of other firms might do. And it's also not formulaic where, you know, you do discounted cash flow methods and this and that. And, again, if you put a high growth rates on the business, it can artificially enhance the value. So what we try to say is that we tell people not what they necessarily want to hear, but what they need to hear in order to make a well-informed decision.
So one of the things that I'm hearing as we go through this conversation is that part of what you're doing, too, is there's a little bit of psychological help in here, and that you've got to help the owner get over their internal biases and their feelings about what the company may be worth. And it's one of the reasons, too, why they should put some thought into how long the sale process is going to take, because they can't just come up tomorrow and sell it in a week for many reasons, but that is one of those reasons too.
It's a bias. Absolutely, yeah. To help, we really, it's all about education. You know, we're not going to just give them a number, but we're going to give them a realistic number, but also tell them how we got to that number and why mm-hmm. we got to that number. And then also what you could do to enhance that value. Like you said, Terry, most businesses aren't, ideally ready to sell the minute they walk in our door. So we could say, okay, here's, we're not going to be a consultant and say, here are 42 things that you could do to make your company perfect, because there's no company that I've seen in 20 years that's perfect. But here's, while you're doing everything else, here's one or two things that you could focus on. And if you focus on those two things, we know that's going to make your company more valuable or more saleable, in the near future.
And as when you're having those discussions, you're doing it on the sell side, but on the buy side too, you must be doing a very similar thing as talking to them about what they should be looking at and what to expect from a company as well.
Yeah, on the buy side, what we'll do is we'll sit down and help them understand if their strategy is sound or not, because, growth for the sake of growth, bigger is not always better.
Right.
And so we want to see, okay, why do you want to grow? What is your strategy? And does that make sense? And if it does, then we'll sit down with them and again, educate them on the market, because if they go, well, I'm going to buy a company and I want to, I want a two times EBITDA multiple. Well, that's not out there, So let's not waste your time and our time and pay us money to go out and find something that's not there. So we educate them on what's fair in the marketplace, what they can expect, and then we do all the research of, we got analysts that do all the research to pull up with the different companies, whether it's a geographic play or what size of business is, the industries that they're looking for, and then we've got people that will go out and make those calls and get people to kind of raise their hand and say, hey, yeah, I want to sell my business if it makes sense. And that's the nice thing with the buy side right now, is it being such a strong seller's market where we're getting multiple offers on pretty much every client we take to market. If we can get on the buy side, we try to get in that one-on-one negotiation, so we're the only buyer at the table, and that will get them a much better value than if they're just waiting for companies to hit the market and then they're one of five bidders or whatever it might be, which obviously drives up the value.
And that actually brings up another point I want to have people to talk through a little bit. It's around the idea that when people go to sell, another thing they don't know are who are the people that will buy it, because in many cases they're thinking about who in this area will buy it. Can you talk about that a little bit, about the national scope?
Yeah, it's interesting. There's a survey that's been done on a quarterly basis for the last 5 years, the Market Pulse survey, and for companies that are $5 million or more in revenue, I think it's on average about 70 to 80% of the time the buyer's more than 100 miles away. And I just Cornerstone's own side of things, like the company I just sold in North Dakota, the buyer came from California. Yeah, it wasn't someone that was down the road 20 miles in North Dakota. And the same thing for the company down in Florida that we're working with. The buyer's from, I think, North Carolina. It just, in today's day and age, everything is so much smaller than it used to be, and companies are looking nationwide, if not internationally, for companies. So, yeah, to think, oh, I'm just going to call my competitor down the street, that's usually, one of the riskiest things you can do, because they could get a lot of competitive intelligence and then not put an offer in or put a lowball offer in, or just, not do anything at all, and now you've just given your competitor a lot more information than they did have about you before the process. And I know from just looking at our other companies that we sell, it truly is, a nationwide, if not international, play as far as who's going to not only give you the most money, but also get the deal done. And so, yeah, it's interesting, Terry.
Okay, we're talking to Scott Buschke this morning from Cornerstone Business Services. If you've got a question for Scott, or perhaps maybe you're thinking about, you own a business and you might be thinking about, something you'd like to ask Scott about selling, we'd love to have you in the conversation. Our telephone numbers are 920-281-1150 or 866-887-1150. We'd love to hear you. You're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY. We'll be right back.
Bucks basketball tonight at 7 on WHBY.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Do you believe your business can generate more in profits, be more efficient, and grow successfully? At Priora, our vision is applying financial literacy. yours. You are searching for a method to truly understand and manage the cash flow of your company. You know you should have a better working knowledge of your cash flow. The Priora Business System is an excellent template for the motivated business owner to successfully achieve profitability and growth. Visit PrioraCFM.com for more information or call Tony at 920-450-2840.
SCORE for the life of your business. Are you considering starting a business? Need help taking your business to the next level? Considering selling your business? Please think of SCORE as a reliable, trusted resource to assist you in these quests. SCORE has over 50 local mentors with years of combined experience in all facets of business, from accounting, financing, legal, manufacturing, distribution, and a source of other business traits that will help you in your success. We are a national-based nonprofit with over 11,000 mentors, able and ready to assist you with a chapter located right here in the Fox River Valley. Please check us out at either score.org or foxcities.score.org and let our trusted, confidential, experienced business colleagues help you navigate through the ins and outs of business ownership, growth plans, organizational structure, and the numerous other challenges business owners face on a daily basis. Finally, of most importance, keep in mind that these services are being offered through SCORE at absolutely no cost to you. SCORE for the life of your business.
Need help taming your business's financial beast? Albertson Hailing CPAs can simplify your financial situation and guide you from payroll to tax planning and more. Let's crack the whip on your business's finances, helping you feel more comfortable. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Are you a business owner looking to purchase real estate or equipment? Did you know there's a program out there that any bank or credit union can offer to help you make it happen with as little as 10% down and long-term fixed rates under 5%? It's called the SBA 504 program, and it has been working for small businesses for over 35 years. So next time you are talking to your banker about real estate or equipment financing, make sure you ask them for the SBA 504 option, because knowing all of your options is good business. Learn more about the SBA 504 program at WBD.org.
Welcome back. We're glad you joined us this morning. Our guest is Scott Bushke from Cornerstone Business Services. And we're going to get back to Scott in just a minute, but first I want to talk a little bit about Fox City SCORE Chapter. Our SCORE Chapter is located in downtown Appleton. We have offices in Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac, and we serve an 8-county area around those three cities. We have about 50 volunteer mentors, each of them an expert in their field. We offer entrepreneurs no-cost and confidential mentoring. We offer expertise in areas such as IT, social media, marketing, cash flow, accounting, strategic planning, workflow, HR, retail, best practices, and many other specialties. In order to register for our no-cost and confidential mentoring session or to learn more about the Fox City SCORE Chapter, visit our website at foxcities.score.org. You can learn more about how the Fox City SCORE Chapter can assist you in starting and or growing your business. When visiting our website at foxcities.score.org, you can complete an online application for a no-cost, confidential mentoring session. Simply complete the online form and submit it to SCORE. Within a few days, a SCORE mentor will be contacting you to set up a meeting. Remember, SCORE is no-cost and offers experts who can offer you assistance in many different areas of your business. To get started, simply visit our website at foxcities.score.org. To support small business people, the Fox City SCORE Chapter is always looking for new mentors. If you have experience that you'd like to share with others looking for help, we'd love to have you join us. Go to foxcities.score.org, click on the volunteer button, and fill out the short application. We'll have somebody get back to you to explain more. Again, if you'd like to join in the conversation, our phone numbers are 920-281-1150 or toll-free 866-887-1150. Give us a call if you have a question for Scott.
We're going to go back to the conversation we were having around purchasers and who's going to buy this company that's up for sale. Because one of the things that just seems obvious to people like me is that, well, if you're going to sell, you know who your competitors are in the area. Maybe you're contacting them and having those conversations. But, in fact, everything you said so far is that that might be the wrong thing to do. Can you talk a little bit about who the purchasers are and how you go about finding them?
Yeah, not only are they coming from a further away, but what's interesting is that I would say in Cornerstone's experience, it's probably 70%+ of the time the buyer had no idea or the seller had no idea who the buyer was that ultimately bought their business. So they think, oh, it's going to be one of these three or five competitors or things like that. And it's with private equity out there, family offices and companies looking to grow through for a variety of reasons all over the country. Most times they do not. They go, I would have never guessed that would that buyer, but I see how it makes sense. You know, so it is. It's one thing that they just they're amazed by how many different types of buyers will come to the table if the process is run right. You know, and that's what Cornerstone does is make sure that we do all the research to figure out who the right types of buyers are, and then reach out to them on a proactive basis and create that very confidential but yet competitive auction environment.
The other thing I'd add to that, too, for listeners is that what Cornerstone and others like them can bring is that expertise. When you're dealing with a private equity company on the other side, they know how to negotiate. They know how to value. And you need a partner on your side that can help you match up with that buyer. And it's not a war, but it is a contest.
Absolutely. I mean, you get one chance to do this. And we were talking earlier about a boxing. You always use a boxing analogy where – you know, you could read every book on boxing and watch YouTube videos and everything else, and then jump in a ring with a professional boxer who went, you know, 80-4, and see it, and you're at 0-0 for your first time, and see how that's going to turn out. And that's truthfully how it is, because you've these private equity groups, you know, they're professional buyers. This is all that they do. They've got, you know, they're very, very sharp, and they're going to tell you what you want to hear and lure you into whatever it might be. Or these other companies, they got professionals that's all they do is buy companies for their business and their, you know, business development people. So to do this, you know, with your biggest asset only one time, you're probably not going to, it's probably not going to go very well. You know, it's like golf. You know, the first time you play golf, how well did you play compared to, you know, practicing over and over again?
And I would think that, you know, one of the things you can bring to the table is that there are people from out of your market area that are interested in your business that you might not have thought about. You might not know they're actually interested in getting into the kind of business that you're doing.
Right.
So that's another benefit you can bring to the table.
Yeah, and that's with our marketing. We, you know, the way we market and how far we reach out, you know, it'll bring different buyers to the table that they, again, would have never thought of.
Okay. We have a call on the line. Nancy from Nina. Nancy, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, I'm enjoying the program. I learned so much from SCORE. I'm just asking the gentleman, do they come in and actually do the appraisal of the business?
Yes, we'll do what we call an estimate of value or EOV. So we'll take a look at the business from a value, from a cash flow standpoint and a financial standpoint and actually do a valuation, correct?
Okay, so you come in and you basically take charge of the value, the selling or buying, whichever way the person wants to go, and then you have other customers, clients from somewhere who are either interested in buying the business or adding to it or whatever. Is that correct?
Yeah, so what we'll do very high levels, yeah, we'll help you understand what we think the market would bear. And then from that standpoint, if you said, yeah, that number makes sense, then we would go and we have a copywriter. She would interview you and put together a book basically on your company that tell all the great things about your company and the highlights and the growth stories or growth opportunities and all org charts and everything else. And then we would do, you know, our analysts would do research of what types of buyers would want to buy that company, you know, nationally or internationally, depending on the type of company and the size. And then you would sign off on the book, you would sign off on all the buyers, and then we would, on your behalf, reach out to all those buyers on a proactive basis and talk to them about, you know, have them, get them interested at a high level, and then if they wanted more information to actually know who you were, they would sign a confidentiality agreement to keep things confidential through the whole process, and then basically answer their questions, give them the information, and at the end of the day, get offers from, you know, kind of herd the cats, get as many offers as we can at one time. So that way you truly know what the business is worth. Because if you just get one offer on your business, all you know is what that one person or one company was going to offer you. But if you get three or four offers on your business, then you truly know, you know, whether you like the number or not, what the true value of your business is. Because, again, no one cares what I think or Pat or Terry thinks. It's what, you know, the person or that company writing the check, that's who's going to ultimately put the value on your business.
Okay, excellent. And then, so this sounds like a, for lack of a better term, a lengthy process, or, I mean, I know you do it and you know what you're doing, but for a business owner, a small business owner, the process would take, you know, by the time the book is put together and you're out looking in the market and what it's going to bear, would you say, what, 2 months, 3 months?
No, it's typically about a 7 to 8 month process to go through the whole process.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's not like selling your house in today's market where you put it on the market and you get an offer and 30 days later you close and you hand over the keys and you drive away. It's and that's what we were going to talk about, I think, in another segment. It's just how long it takes and what that process is to really truly prepare your business, then go through the process. And then a lot of times after the sale, again, depending on the business and who the buyer is, you know, the buyer is going to want the owner to stick around for 6 months to a year or possibly longer. So it's to truly exit your business where you're not having to go in on a daily basis. It's definitely it could be a multi-year process.
Oh, wow. Okay. Very interesting. I thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nancy. Okay, so we're going to take one more break. You're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY. We'll be right back.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
I'm on my way out. I'm booked that day. I'll be washing my hair that night?
No matter what excuse you use, your business's finances won't fix themselves. Albertson Hailing CPAs can take the frustration out of your bookkeeping, taxes, and more. We'll help you understand and manage your situation. Visit albertshailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results.
Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney. I'm here with Terry Finch this morning. We're talking to Scott Bushke from Cornerstone Business Services. Terry, you've got some things. We've got a session coming up that you want to talk about.
The Fox City Scores chapter is going to offer our semi-annual QuickBooks training. Again, that's coming up in February. The sessions will begin at 6 p.m. on each of the Wednesday nights in February. So that's the 6th, 13th, 20th, and 27th. All sessions will be at New Horizons of Wisconsin, and that's in 5700 Grand Market Drive in Appleton, down near the airport in Appleton. What's new this time and is really interesting, I think going to help people more, is we're going to focus on the online version of QuickBooks. So QuickBooks is a great software for people starting out and with a very small business. And as you'll hear as we talk about selling your business, having an understanding of your financials is critical as you're growing and building your business. QuickBooks is a great way to get started. And, again, we're going to use the online version this time as more and more businesses are moving to those online versions rather than buying their own software. So that will be in February. It's only $100 for all four sessions, or $35 if you're taking one or two. So for information, go to foxcities.score.org on the web and look at the course and see if it can help you out. Thank you.
Thanks, Terry. And we'd also like to remind people that if you'd like to ask Scott a question, again, our number is 920-281-1150 or toll-free at 866-887-1150. And, Scott, I'd like to turn back to you, and I would think that people that are, you know, maybe moving up toward a point in their life where they've been doing a business for quite a while are probably pretty well informed about, you know, when it's time to maybe start looking at an exit and sell. Would I be correct in that or not?
Unfortunately, no. It's amazing. Like I mentioned, that it was an Exit Planning Institute survey that was done just in Wisconsin, and this is mirrored numbers all over the nation. And these are not advisors saying, I don't think my business owner has done what he or she should have done to get ready. These are the business owners themselves, and some of the numbers are staggering. 80% said they have no written exit strategy. They don't know how, when, or why they're going to get out. This is their largest asset, and it's just going to happen. 74% have done no education or training. You know, that's why we're here today, to try to help educate the business owners a little bit. You know, I'd be willing to put a pretty large wager that most business owners, especially in Northeast Wisconsin, spend more time studying their fantasy football leagues than they do their largest asset and thinking about how, when, and why they're going to get out and what that strategy looks like. And it's pretty scary, but I would put a lot of money that that is correct. 66% have an outdated or no buy-sell agreement at all with their partner. And this is one that is really scary as well, because when you look at a buy-sell agreement, you know, most times they're done up front, and if they have one, it's done early on, and they get some life insurance. Well, the company, you know, maybe it's 5, 10, 15, 20 years later, and they haven't touched it. Well, if your business is worth, just say, $10 million, and before it was worth $5, you know, so all of a sudden, you know, I pass away, and my partner's, you know, going to pay my wife out the business. Well, he's got $2.5 million in life insurance that he can give her, but where's the other $2.5 million coming from to get me the full $5 million on that $10 million value? And what happens then is that the business usually has to pay it out over a period of time of 5, 7, 10 years. So my estate doesn't get what it rightfully should of getting paid at the time of close per our agreements. And now what happens is that business goes, oh shoot, we got to pay Scott's wife this month, so you know, we want to buy this new piece of equipment, you know, to grow our machine shop, but we can't because we got to make this payment every month. So it really cripples the business, and all of a sudden it's to a point where, you know, it could really hurt the business where they have to sell or shut down, because, you know, as you guys know, as you consult all these business owners, if they're not going forward, they're going backwards. So if they can't invest in new equipment, you know, other competitors are. So now they're not as efficient, and it really affects the business. And we talked about business value. You know, 50% of businesses don't sell because of the value, because they're asking too much money or they think it's worth too much. But yet, 43% have never had a valuation done, and only 15% have had one done in the last 2 years, because it's ever, you know, just because you got one done 3 years ago doesn't mean that's what it's worth today. You know, even if your numbers were the same, markets change. And that's, I think, one of the big things that business owners don't understand is they believe as entrepreneurs that they can control everything. And I would say on a business that has average growth, that's an average company, the market will determine the fluctuations on value more than what they can control. You know, is it a buyer's market or seller's market? There's more buyers. Right now there's more buyers than sellers. So, again, Econ 101, you know, the sellers have the advantage. They pay more because they're looking for it. You know, interest rates are going up, but they're still relatively low. Banks are lending money. You know, all those kind of the stars are aligned for sellers right now. I've been doing this for 20 years. And, you know, late 90s to 2000 was about a 2.5-year time, which was great to sell your business. 6, 7, and the first half of 8 was really good. We all know what happened in 8. And then it takes a while to come back. And now 15, 16, 17, 18. So we've had a four-year window here where it's been really good to sell your business. And what we all know in studying things and economists is that it's not going to get any better before it gets worse. So if someone's thinking, geez, I want to sell my business in the next 3 years, you know, I don't care who you use, but you do it now because the market is going to change. There's things that are coming up in the next year or two that many economists are saying there's going to be some kind of recession. And again, when that happens, overnight your business is worth less money. And they go, well, my numbers are the same or they're even better. You know, you could be up 10%, but if banks aren't lending money and there's not as many buyers and the buyers are hedging their bets a little bit because they're a little more cautious, whenever there's uncertainty, those multiples go down. So it's one of those things that, by not understanding the markets, not understanding what their value is, doing no planning, it really sets them and their retirement up and their employees up for failure. You know, so that's the whole piece of, as Nancy talked about, this is not something that can happen in a month or two. It's a multi-year process in many cases. And to work with the right people with SCORE and an M&A advisor, and we talked before about the kind of the three-legged stool of getting a real valuation, not one that's formula-driven, but really more of a reality-driven valuation of what's going on in the marketplace, sitting down with your CPA and saying, okay, you know, I'm going to get $10 million, but what am I going to net out of this, you know, after fees and taxes and debt that I got to take out? And then sitting down with your financial advisor going, okay, you know, here's all my assets, here's all the debt that I have, here's the ideal lifestyle I want to live, what do I need? What do I need to truly make that? And once you do those three things, and only after you do those three things, can you now start making well-informed decisions? Because most people think, I need $5 million to retire and live the life I want. Well, maybe you need 7, maybe you need 3. But until you do those three things, you're just guessing and putting up your retirement, you know, your lifestyle, and quite frankly, your kids' lifestyle and everything else going forward at a risk.
Before the show, we were talking about a statistic that you had about the number that many small businesses have in retirement, and it is very small, versus, you know, they're really relying on the sale of their business to be their retirement, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Again, according to this EPI study done here in Wisconsin, 36% of business owners out of the 207 have enough assets saved up that if they just shut their business down, they could live the lifestyle that they want. So that means 64% are 100% relying on this business as their sole income now and after the sale to get that to live their lifestyle. So, yeah, 64% need to have a successful, you know, a successful sale. And again, if you look at the national numbers, it's 15 to 30% actually successfully sell their company.
So what attributes do you see in owners that may be a signal that it's time or maybe they're waiting too long to sell?
Yeah, you know, I think the big one is it fun to go into work? You know, do you like going into work? I had a woman down in Florida that I talked to that we're going to probably be working with in the near future. And she's like, you know, I don't even want to go to the Christmas party anymore. You know, it's like, because I'm sick of employees. I've been doing it for 30 years. They're great people. I love them all. I take care of them all. But I'm just done. And hopefully you don't get to that point, because when that happens, you probably have got less engaged. You're less engaged in the business, and the sales and profits could go down. But I think, you know, I think it goes back to that three-legged stool of when can you exit your business and live your ideal lifestyle. You know, if you could do that at 50, great. You can always go start another company. You can always go get a job. You know, it's not like you have to sit on the rocking chair and just relax all day long. There's lots of you could do score. You know, you could do a lot of different things. But I think it's once they understand, you know, what do I need to live the ideal lifestyle, then it's could be an age thing, could not be an age thing. But it really is to each person is what makes sense to them from an age standpoint, from being burnt out. Are there other chapters in life that they haven't accomplished yet? You know, we always talk about that bucket list. You know, what have they done or not done that they want to do? Because, you know, on that bucket list, there's a lot of things that most times they can't do because they're tied to that business, where if they sold their business, they could travel more, they could do, you know, help other people out, help their church out, whatever it might be.
Okay. So now we've come to the point where after some work, you've got a seller who's realized they are ready to sell. They've thought through and finally come to the point, I've got to do this. What are some of the things that are really important for a business to do to make that business more saleable? So maybe they have a year to get everything set up. What are some of the things they should be thinking about?
That's a great question, Terry. You know, I think, you know, the first thing is, regardless of the size of the company, you know, most business owners are a big part of that business. So the more that they can work themselves out of a job, per se, and make it not about them. So a couple things you can do. You know, a lot of the customer relationships, for at least the key relationships. So bring a salesperson on board, or bring someone else there that can maintain those relationships. If the process is all in his or her head, get that down in the paper, or even better, into a computer system where people can then use that. Customer concentration, we see, we kind of call it the Walmart factor, where, boy, we're growing our business, but our top customer went from 20% of our business, now they're 50% of our business. And again, that's going to cause more risk, so it lowers the value of the business, or it makes the company less saleable. So I would look at it and going, okay, start taking more vacations, which hopefully they'll like to do. You know, because sometimes they can get away for 2 days and it's okay, but take a week. You know, does the place start on fire and they're calling you night and day and you're texting, or can people start to finally make decisions, you know, and then take 2 weeks, take 3 weeks. And it's just a good test for that team of really building up a management team. Because if you can build up a management team, you've got good, strong cash flows, you've got good processing systems, your customer concentration is 20% or lower, your top customer being 20% or lower, and you've got good trends in the business that it's growing, there'll be a line of buyers that will want to buy that. But think about it from a risk standpoint. If you're the whole business and you leave, even if you don't want to leave, but something you get hit by the proverbial bus, what did I buy as a buyer? So, you know, taking that risk away, taking the risk of if one customer leaves, how bad could it hurt the business? So you put your buyer hat on and say, okay, where are the risks in my business? And if you can start to mitigate those risks over time, and that's where, Terry, you talk about it. It doesn't happen overnight. You can't do all those things in a week or a month or two months. It's usually, you know, ideally you have 1, 2, 3 years to really prepare your business to maximize that value.
We have a call on the line. Bill from Neenah, are you there? Bill?
Hello?
Yes.
Got a question for your guest. I have a friend who has a profitable business I don't know the details, but I'm guessing that the total sales are about $1 million a year. I think, you know, your firm handles larger accounts. What would you suggest for somebody in the range of $1 million a year?
That's a good question. You know, what we could do, Bill, on that is we could still do the estimate of value for them to help them understand truly what their business is worth in today's marketplace, so they don't, you know, they don't ask too much and it's sitting out there for a year or two, and it's also where they don't ask too little and leave money on the table for their hard earned, you know, all their hard work that they've done over the years. And if it's something that, depending on the industry, if it's not something that's a fit for us because it's too small, then we've got a handful of different advisors that we could in Northeast Wisconsin that we'd refer to that work on those types of companies from a size standpoint. So you could still, you know, call us and we could direct them, you know, do the estimate of value. We've done estimates of value for companies doing 100,000 in sales to 150 million in sales, but we could help educate them. We can do the estimate of value and then we could direct them to a broker that probably could handle that type of a company.
Great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the call, Bill. And we're going to take one more break. You're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY.
Manage your banking relationship. Don't be managed by it. Lenders will require a copy of your detailed business plan to evaluate the risks associated with making a loan to your business. Many companies have already benefited by using the Priora Business System to prepare their business plan and provide ongoing monitoring of their business cash flow. Priora Business provides you and your lender with the critical information needed to demonstrate your business will be able to repay the loan. Visit PrioraCFM.com or call Tony at 920-450-2840 for more information.
I believe in an idea.
I believe in community.
I believe in entrepreneurship.
Small businesses, I believe,
help weave people and communities together.
I believe in the American dream.
What's even better than dreams is making a dream come true.
SCORE is a nonprofit organization where we provide free business consulting services to people who want to start a business or already in business.
I believe one person can make a difference.
I am that person.
I am that person.
I am a SCORE mentor.
I am a SCORE volunteer.
What do you believe in?
You have a gift to share?
Small business owners need you.
To show them, to give them ideas, to encourage them.
I do what I do because watching other people succeed gives me great joy.
Our client success is our success.
It's like watching your children or grandchildren succeed.
Share your success.
Volunteer your expertise. You've got it. Share it.
Volunteer now at score.org.
Volunteer your expertise
at score.org.
Subtract line 6 from 13. Put in box 5 on form 1040EZ. Easy? Really?
Taxes can be daunting, especially when it comes to your business. From asset protection to payroll and more, we can help reduce the stress of your business's financial situation. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Alberts & Haling. Personal connections. Positive results.
Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Hi, this is Matt Wilcock. I've been helping businesses in this area for over 20 years as a business banker and now as a vice president with WBD, your business finance resource. WBD is a nonprofit company that partners with local lending institutions to offer the SBA 504 loan program. If you are looking to buy commercial, real estate, or equipment, want to lower your down payment and get a 20-year fixed rate under 5%, be sure to ask your banker to show you the 504 option. And don't worry, at WBD we speak SBA, so we will make it easy for you and your banker. For more information on the 504 program, visit WBD.org.
I'd like to thank our sponsors who help us bring BizTalk to you each weekend. They are Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Haling CPAs, Legal Business Edge, WBD, Prior Cash Flow Management, and The Business News. And I'd also like to promote Scott's column in The Business News. You do a column in there on a regular basis and do a very nice job with that.
Thank you.
So if you're interested in more of the topic, get a hold of The Business News and read Scott's column.
As we wrap up the show, we want to give Scott a few minutes to talk a little bit more about how you can contact him, but also about a conference he's got coming up in February in Green Bay.
So. Yeah, thank you. We've got a really exciting conference coming up. It's a half-day event. We've been talking about doing this for years. We finally were able to put it together February 12th. So February 12th, it's a Tuesday. It'll be roughly from 1 to 5 with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres from 5 to 6 and networking afterwards. But we want to, again, all about education. So to help people understand, you know, through, you know, talking about should I acquire a company right now, what's going on if I want to look at acquiring a company, to, hey, I'm thinking about maybe selling my company, you know, over the next period of time, what do I need to do to prepare it, valuation, value enhancement. It's going to be up at KI Center, downtown Green Bay, and we're bringing in a speaker from California, Dr. Craig Everett, who's runs the Market Pulse survey, which is based basically about 3,000 M&A advisors and business brokers around the country get this survey, and only about 10%, about 300 actually take it. But it's the boots on the ground that really understand what's going on in a credible fashion in the Main Street businesses and lower middle market companies, because there's, you know, unfortunately there's no government agency, you know, like with real estate. When you sell your real estate, people can look it up and see how much it was. There's nothing like that for a business side of things. So no one knows, you know, what are the multiples going on in smaller deals and, you know, these 0 to $50 million in revenue. They don't, is it a buyer seller market? What are the hot industries? So this gentleman is going to come in, and the survey is actually out right now to all the different advisors. It'll be kind of hot off the presses. So that'll be something that we're really excited about. He's going to be able to talk about all the different trends of what he sees in 2019, so you can really understand better what the market looks like, you know, for 19 and going forward. We also have Bob Atwell from Nicolet National Bank is going to be speaking and kind of his perspective on the economy of 2019, so kind of an economist point of view, but from the CEO of the bank there. And then we've got several other groups like Nicolet National Bank, Imaginasium, Baker Tilly, Conway Olenichek are all going to be talking on different breakout sessions. So we're going to have 8 different breakout sessions, and people can choose which ones make the most sense to them. But it's going to be all value enhancement type stuff, or help them, you know, build value in their company, regardless if you're selling or buying or anything else. Just and then at the end, we're going to have 3 or 4 private equity groups come in from around the country, and they're going to bid on a fictitious company, and then they don't know who the other private equity groups are, so there's no collusion or anything going on. And in front of the audience, they're going to reveal what their offer was, what the multiples were, and why they offered what they did, what they liked about the company, what they didn't like. So it's very entertaining, but people then can see of truly what's going on in the marketplace for that type of a company. So it's a great, it's a jam-packed half day. We'd love to have you. If you go to our website, there's a registration page there. Our website is www.cornerstone-business.com. Or if you have any questions, you could give us a call at 920-436-9890.
And I'd really encourage people to go out to your website. There is an awful lot out there on what you have to offer, and you know, what people might be able to get more education on. I know you're a big advocate of education.
Right. Yeah. All the articles that we write for the Business News and the Press Gazette and everything else are all on the resources page. So there's years worth of information there.
Okay. So we like to end with a biz tip. Do you have a biz tip for our listeners?
Yeah. You know, one I think I want to go with is, you know, truly understanding when you want to be out of the business, because business owners just usually they typically wait too long, and buyers don't care what you did in your peak or even 3 years ago. They care what you did in the last 12 months. So if you've been in business for 30 years and you hang on just even a year too long or 18 months too long, you can literally leave 30, 40, 50% of the value on your business or make it unsaleable. So, you know, go out strong. We always say, you know, go out when you on your terms, not someone else's. Maximize the value, minimize the risk, and everything else. So I think go out on top would be my last words.
Great advice. Thanks a lot, Scott, for coming in. We really enjoyed you.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Take care. We'll see you next week.